This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I appreciate your confidence in choosing me for what will no doubt be the most challenging assignment I have undertaken in more than 40 years of government service.
That's John Negroponte, a U.S. diplomat. President Bush nominated him yesterday for the position of Director of National Intelligence. And when Negroponte says it's his most challenging assignment, that says something, since his current job is as U.S. Ambassador to Iraq. Negroponte has faced controversy in a long career. During the Reagan administration, he was a U.S. ambassador involved in helping rebels in Nicaragua. One man who monitored Negroponte then was Gary Schmidt. He was a Democratic congressional aide at the time. Today, he's director of the Conservative Project for the New American Century, the author of a book on intelligence matters, and an observer of Negroponte's career.
Negroponte brings a lot of experience. He's obviously not an intelligence professional, but maybe that's better in this case. And maybe you want somebody from the outside who's actually been a high-level consumer, can see the strengths and the weaknesses of intelligence up close and personal.
Can we talk about the state of some of the intelligence agencies that he will now be giving orders to?
Let's go back to basics. We've had two large intelligence failures since 2000. We had no intelligence assets inside al-Qaeda, and we had no intelligence assets of note inside Iraq. So I think the most fundamental problem with the agency is, frankly, is the human clandestine program hasn't done a very good job.
When you say human clandestine, you're basically talking about spies.
Absolutely. And we haven't had the right spies in the right places.
Is that something that someone at John Negroponte's level, assuming he's confirmed by the Senate, he'll be many layers of bureaucracy above the average case officer or spy out in a country someplace, is that something that he would be able to affect?
Well, that's a real question. I mean, you raise a great point because on the one hand, while he may have this new super authority over budgets and personnel, the truth is by creating this new hierarchical structure, they made the Director of National Intelligence even further removed from the actual organizations that have to be transformed. The new structure does remind me of the GM organization chart from the 1950s.
General Motors.
And I'm not so sure that, you know, in the business world, if you looked at the literature today, you would see that most business consultants think that the best organization is one that's more vertical and flat. But I think, in fact, we've created one that's more like a pyramid. And again, I think it's a real question whether that's the right approach.
You were with the Democratic opposition at a time that Negroponte and others were being questioned very sharply for the Reagan administration's Central America policy. He was in the Reagan administration at the time. How do you think he acquitted himself in that period?
Oh, I actually think he did quite well. He was quite a star, actually. He was no pushover when it came to the CIA wanted doing things. And on the other hand, I think he understood just how important it was at that time to support the Contras and pressure the Sandinistas into the situation that they eventually found themselves in, where they had to hold elections.
Do you think that John Negroponte is the kind of person who can go into the President of the United States and tell him facts that the President may not want to hear?
I think so. I mean, Negroponte is, you know, this is at the end of his career. I think he thinks probably that, you know, he has nothing to lose. He's not going to be trying to find the next job. And in that position, he probably feels more discretion to sort of bring bad news than somebody who's looking at this job as a stepping stone to something else. And I must say, I mean, I'm sure Ambassador Negroponte is not everybody's cup of tea, but he has one reputation, which is being rather blunt-spoken. And so I don't suspect he'll trim his sails any when he goes into the Oval Office.
Gary Schmidt is the executive director of the Project for the New American Century. That is a conservative foreign policy think tank here in Washington. And he's also author of the book, Silent Warfare. Thanks very much.
Sure. Take care.